tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome to a brand new Spotlight On here at AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I'm sitting with the one and only, the evilly charming, David Anders.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited.
Good to see you.
We talked this weekend, we were at WonderCon, and we talked about how you're always evil, and that it breaks my heart.
Why does it break your heart?
Because you're amazing, you're such a sweetheart in person. And you're so talented, and I want to see you play some nice people.
Well, I think the bad guys I play, and I try to make them come across as such. They're guys that you don't know whether you want to have a beer with, or want to bludgeon to death with a beer.
Right,
Stein.
And you do.
And I think this new character Blaine De Beers on iZombie is another in a long line of those characters. But he is pretty dang evil.
So. He is, and we'll talk about iZombie. I want to start a little further back.
Okay.
I want to start with Alias, if we can start with Alias.
We sure can.
Because I feel that, do you think you're most commonly, people see you and they go, oh, yeah, Alias.
Yeah, it's usually, oh, it's like, yeah, it's the English guy from Alias,
right.
Or the English guy from Heroes.
Right.
The English guy from Into the Blue 2. America didn't want it. We made it anyway. That's been the whole of my career is playing these bad guys. And so bad English guys.
Yeah.
So I think now I'm still playing the bad guy, but I'm playing Americans. So that's
Yay.
Nice. So I've got out of the shadow of the English. So. For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that you credit your mustache twirling to J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
From Alias.
I credit or blame J.J. Abrams. he fought for me, and I owe my career to him because he fought hard for me. I was 20 years old at the time. They made me do 4 different accents to get that
wow.
part, not one of which was English. It was like Russian, German, German continental, et cetera. And he told me on my first day of work, it's going to be English, David. Is that going to be a problem? And I was like, what am I going to say? No.
Yeah.
Am I going to go back to peddling khakis at the Gap? And no. So I sorted it out. I've been playing bad guys ever since.
I read that Sark was supposed to be a few episodes, but they loved you so much. You stayed for seasons.
Yeah, I stayed for the whole time. I mean, I was the last bad guy standing.
Yeah.
Which was surprising. I thought, you know, every episode that was, you know, every script I'd get was going to be the one where I died off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny, one day in the makeup trailer, Jennifer Garner, we were sitting next to each other getting the olive hues on our visages. And I was such a, you know, a fanboy because I thought any moment I was going to get killed off and it would be over.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Jennifer, can I be that guy and get a signed headshot? And she was like, absolutely. And she banged it out and handed it back to me. And it said, David, get comfy. You're going to be here a while.
That is the
sweetest
thing.
And I was like, what do you know? And I don't know. And that was very sweet. And then, you know, the next season they made me a regular. So
yeah, that is like the sweetest story I've ever heard.
She is a sweetheart. She is a sweet West Virginia girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's skip ahead a bit and go to Heroes.
Okay.
Again, we meet you and you are, first English.
Yes.
And you had to learn Japanese.
I had to learn Japanese. I had to wear all that samurai armor. Yeah, after Alias, as you know, we've talked about, everybody thought it was English, and I couldn't get arrested as Americans. So cut to Heroes. Why not? Let's keep doing it. Let's keep let's keep believing. That was a fun one. It was an opportunity to do something lighter. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Ken Say, when you meet him, you know, he's just a drunk rogue, kind of just a hired hitman.
Yeah.
Not the hero that Hero traveled back in time to
meet.
That was a lot of fun to be a part of that. That was a very big, big show.
Yeah.
So much going on, and the scope of it was just huge. And that was a treat.
You've been part of such beloved shows, such like really iconic shows, you know, like Alias and Heroes and The Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're like, oh, you know what, this is the show I want to join, and then does it turn out to be amazingly huge, or is it that you're like, oh, I think this is going to be the big show?
Well, it seemed like I've lucked out and have been able to hitch my wagon to something that's already a success. So that happened with Alias, yeah. And it happened with Heroes. And, you know, Vampire Diaries was another one of those. And Vampire Diaries was something funny. I never thought CW would come calling, mm-hmm. Because I didn't think I was the CW type guy.
I think you definitely are.
and Vampire Diaries hit me up. I think I'd only done one CW thing before when it was Warner Brothers. So it wasn't mm-hmm. CW. It was Charmed.
Right.
And I turned down five offers from them, five of them. And they're like, before he says no, tell him that he gets to work with Billy Zane and he gets to wear a mustache. And I was like, what's that? All right, I'll do it. That sounds dope.
Those are the selling points, guys.
Yeah, those are the selling points. Mustache, Billy Zane. Let's do this. It's right. But Vampire Diaries came across my desk and I was like, teenage vampire drama, but it's a kind of a proven hit already.
Yeah.
I'm buddies with Ian Somerhalder. Let's go play with Ian. And I'm glad I did it because that whole cast and crew, you know, top to bottom, they're still my chums, and I love them to death, and they're my family, and that was a fun two seasons.
Yeah. Well, with Heroes coming back, what are the chances of you making an appearance?
That's a funny thing, too. A lot of the shows that I've been a part of and killed off on are coming back with 24.
And there's shows that even if someone dies, they can always come back.
I mean, the freaking title is Heroes Reborn, right?
Right.
I thought the perfect end for my character on Heroes was how they buried me alive. Hero buried me alive,
right.
And that would have been great. You know, a guy who lives forever, trapped in a coffin for mm-hmm. the rest of his life, which is forever.
Yeah.
Which is, that's an amazing end. But then they dug me up just to have Robert Forrester suck the life out of me and turn to ash. You remember that?
That said.
Yeah. They could pour water on the ashes and then do a little rickety-do.
I mean, okay, so Nina Dobrev just announced that she's leaving Vampire mm-hmm. Diaries. What are the chances of you coming back? I'm aware of the situation, but ghosts.
Ghosts. Yeah, that's something I've actually pitched to Julie. I'm like, well, everybody comes back. Why can't I come back? She's like, David, you never had anything supernatural about you on the show. I was like, I had a ring. I had a special ring.
And you're dead now.
And that you make the rules, Jules. Yeah. You make the rules. We're not married to anything. This is the Vampire Diaries.
Right.
They'll believe whatever you tell them to believe.
Yeah.
So, but no. Julie says, yeah, Uncle John ain't ever coming
back.
No,
yeah. I'm really, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me.
But now that Nina's gone, maybe she'll do, I'll fill in.
Yeah.
I'll fill in for Nina.
It'll be a whole different story. okay, so let's talk about you for a minute. You were part of Banned from TV.
Yeah, briefly, yes.
Which raises money for charities.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I heard on the AfterBuzz after show that coming up in iZombie, there's going to be something musical related. Mm-hmm. So you are a musician.
Yeah, I'm a singer. You know, I screw around with the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar is beyond me. But yeah, I come from like the musicals. So I have a good voice, I imagine.
I think you have a beautiful voice.
And I can't promise you I'm going to do any singing on iZombie, but... my love of music, Blaine's love of music would be. We do want to do a musical episode, though.
Right.
But then I think, why not? I think, you know, on Once Upon a Time, I kept pitching a musical episode because there's so much musical talent on that show, and it's about fairy tales, for God's sakes. But no, Eddie and Adam are committed to it just being a straight fantasy fairy tale drama.
Straight fantasy fairy tale drama.
No singing, damn it. I don't care if we have the cast of Frozen on. I don't care. No singing.
It'll happen. It'll happen. I mean, I feel like if Supernatural can also decide one day, we're going to do a musical episode.
Supernatural did a musical episode?
Yeah.
Get out of town. That's awesome.
Does nobody here watch Supernatural? Yeah.
I've hung out with those guys in Vancouver, but they never told me about that. I mean, 10 seasons.
I believe it was this season.
This season? Yeah. I got to watch that. That's awesome.
All right, let's talk about iZombie. We have some fan questions that were tweeted in.
Okay.
Okay, so from, I'm going to assume it's Amy_TVDFan. She wants to know if we'll see more from Blaine before he was a zombie and get more of what he was like before he turned.
You're not going to see more of pre-zombie Blaine in season one, but that would be a fun thing to look back on.
Okay.
And in the future episodes, hopefully, knock wood, season two. Yeah.
Do you know what Blaine's life story is? Have they told you things?
You know, it was really the character breakdown is all I really have to go on with him. You know, he was a entitled rich kid. Let's assume his, you know, father is, you know, one of the heads of the CEO at Boeing or something. One of these Seattle companies.
That explains why he's a thug.
So, you know, he's always had everything handed to him and he's a prick. And so, and then he becomes a zombie and like he has these new powers and he's just an even bigger prick.
I just want him to be good.
He just wants to take over he wants to be King Zombie. He wants to be King of Seattle.
Yeah.
He wants to be the king of the city by the sea. SEATTLE, Seattle. That's a Sir Mix-a-Lot song. Don't worry about
it. Thank you. I hear you're also good at impressions.
I guess.
I mean, we heard on the AfterBuzz After Show you did some Breaking Bad ones.
Some Breaking Bad impressions.
Earlier,
yeah.
I heard a beautiful Anchorman impression. What else you got?
What else have I got? That's I don't know. I got lots of impressions.
I feel like you probably can do the impressions of all of your co-stars.
I could do Roll. This is my impression of Roll. Like we're going out. If he just finds his reflection in any reflective surface. And he's just like all right, no. All right, ready. Let's go. Malcolm is like, yo! Yeah, I was driving by one day. They were working. He was working out his beats, and I just rapped. So he's working out his where he's talking. He's in the street, and he's right near where I live in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I was driving by, and I was like, yeah. And dude, he just turned around, and my window was open. And he went, and he always cocks back like this far. Yeah, and he did so far, and he met my hand in the middle of my car. I was like, how did you do that, Malcolm? You're amazing. Yeah. And Rose is, you know, she's my little Leewee. She's my little Kiwi. She's little, so I call her my Leewee. And I do most accents well. And Rose says I do New Zealand terribly. And I do. So I can't really do her. Buckley is, hey, buddy.
That was really great.
That's all I got for now.
No, that was beautiful. especially after meeting them at WonderCon. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, those are all correct. Those are all very right on. We have another fan question from Joe KeyX, who wants to know if all of your characters met on one show. She wants to know what would happen. I want to know if Sark, Whale, and Blaine met on a show and fought, who would win? That's what I want to know. So I'm taking her question and changing it.
Oh, I think Sark would win that. I think he's got the most training. He can do kicks and punches and stuff.
But Blaine's a zombie.
Blaine is a zombie. It would be fun to see Blaine v. Sark. That would be a fun fight.
Whale would just run away.
That would be a busy day for me.
And Whale would run away.
And Whale would run away and go focus on his work. Focus on his work and focus on getting trim.
Yeah.
Dr. Whale. Dr. Frankenstein is about the work.
Yeah.
And Dr. Whale is about working on the ladies.
Yeah. Explains why I like Dr. Whale a lot more than Dr. Frankenstein. Let's talk about Once Upon a Time for a bit. This show is epic and beloved. Mm-hmm. And another magical fairy tale that we have. What do you know if you're coming back anytime soon? Because that's another show where nobody, even if they die, they all come back.
Yeah, that's true. It is. That was a wonderful experience. I love everybody over there. And it's a show that shoots in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So I would love to go back. I would love to go back into the Frankenstein world. Yeah. That's what I would love to do. That's probably not going to happen, that said.
Why not? We were there for like 2 days.
I know.
We have a whole world to explore.
Two big episodes. Let's explore the black and white. The CGI looks great in black and white, by the way. And my guy liner, let's talk about that.
Is it a requirement in your contracts that you wear a guy liner on every show?
I like to make my blues pop.
I'm surprised you didn't wear a guy liner now.
It's actually funny. Eddie and Adam, and creators of Once Upon a Time, and Rob, our good buddies, you know, creator of iZombie. And there was an episode right before we shot the pilot that might have been an overlap with us shooting the pilot of iZombie. Mm-hmm. And Eddie and Adam called Rob, and they're like, hey, screw you guys. You were at my wedding. You know, they're all at each other's weddings and stuff. I'm like, don't make us regret that we're at each other's weddings, buddy. We had him first. We get him again. We just need him for a day.
Yeah.
Rob's like, okay, take him.
Calm down.
And I was like, do I get to say something? Do I get to say yes or no?
No.
My fate's been decided for me.
Yeah.
And that was, I delivered, Whale delivered, Snow and Charming's baby.
Neil.
Yeah. Neil is the name of the baby?
Yeah.
Neil?
Do you not?
Really? Neil?
Didn't they name, yes. Does nobody here watch any TV?
Baby's name is Neil?
They named it Neil after Emma's, after Rumpelstiltskin's son, Neil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Spoiler alert to anyone who doesn't watch.
Spoiler alert.
Losers. You should watch that show.
I feel like I keep floating.
Yeah.
Let's just be on one mic now.
Are you trying to get closer to me? I like where this is going.
We're exploring the space, Mama.
We are.
I said we would. So it's begun.
I'm excited. So you would go back to pretty much any show that you were on.
Yes, I'm a whore.
I think what you mean is you love these shows.
Yeah, it's Once Upon a Time again is another show where I hitched my wagon to some. Well, I came in like episode 3, so.
Right.
And I did it because I was going to be Frankenstein, and it took a year for us to get into the Frankenstein.
So you knew ahead of time where you were headed.
Yeah, and I thought that whole wink of, what the heck is Dr. Whale? What does that have to do with Frankenstein? It's because James Whale. James Whale was the director of Bride of Frankenstein and Frankenstein. So I thought that was a cool wink.
There's a movie starring Sir Ian McKellen.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's how I knew him. It's the only reason I knew it.
Yeah, you were one of the few. Everybody's like, oh, he's the whale that swallowed Pinocchio. It's like, what are you saying? I'm fat? What are you saying?
Rude. Jerks. So what would you want if, let's say, iZombie continues, we have another 5 years, and you stay on, and then what? What is your goal?
What is my end game?
What is your life goal?
I don't know. I would love to have a career like that of my chum, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Right.
He seems to make some right decisions in his career, work with the right directors and so forth. You know, I've been very lucky. It's a treat getting paid to pretend. I've been a part of a lot of cool series and a lot of cool projects, working with a lot of cool people, and you know, I'm just fine with if it continues like the way it's been going, that would be fine by me. It's you know, it's been a wild ride so far.
Yeah, I feel like you're one of the most beloved like sci-fi nerd people that we see at cons and we see in movies and shows, and I feel like I'm speaking for all the nerds here that you are so beloved by all of us.
Well, thank you.
And we would love to see more, as always.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say.
Now I'm blushing. Okay. Let's end on a positive note now that I've taken it all sentimental.
We're moist.
Okay, iZombie, what kind of spoilers and teasers can you give us that you haven't already given? Yeah, challenge.
Well, I have it on good authority. It's the best Zomcom rom-drama in the history of television. And I think after four episodes, I think we're proving that.
Yeah.
So expect more of that. There's going to be the rom in the Zomcom rom-drama that I speak about. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the rom of it is going to show its face in the next few episodes. You know, there's going to be a lot more deaths. There's going to be a lot more brains.
What, death in zombie movie or
yes.
a zombie show?
Yeah, get smart. Get smart with iZombie. That's my new thing. Get smart.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Why don't you tell people where they can find you on Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff?
You can find me on Twitter at @QuestionAnders. That's it.
You're only on Twitter.
I think I have Instagram, but I've done two pictures.
Okay, that's...
So, yes, only on Twitter.
Yeah, guys, go find that and share those two pictures. Make sure you check out iZombie Tuesdays on the CW, right? That is correct?
That is right.
I knew this. Because it's Wednesday, I'm confused. And you can find me online at yell.tv, that's YAEL.TV. There you'll find all my interviews with the cast of iZombie from WonderCon and many more things. Also Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Facebook, Pinterest, Polyvore, more other places. At Yael Teagle, that's YAELTYGIEL. Thanks so much, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.